Hello everyone, it's Dr. Carrie Yerkew here, and welcome to our webinar today on lifestyle changes for back pain. Can everybody hear me okay? Can you just type in the chat just to make sure you can hear me? And can you see my picture and the screen okay? Just let me know. All right, well, thank you for joining me. Today, what I'm gonna do is go over lifestyle changes for back pain. And many people in the clinic wanna know how we can help educate them about taking better care of their body and better care of their back. So we're gonna go over some slides today. Feel free to type in any messages in the chat window, and I'd be happy to answer those for you. My name is Dr. Carrie Yerkew. I'm a chiropractor in Kelowna. I've been practicing for 26 years. I saw a chiropractor when I was young, and that chiropractor really helped me with my knee pain. And the knee pain was holding me back from playing hockey and different sports. And so we, as a family, were searching for answers. Every time I would bump a desk or fall on the ice, it was extremely painful. And my father heard of a chiropractor in our area and took me to the chiropractor, and he examined my knees, took x-rays, diagnosed the problem correctly, and started treatment. And that was life-changing for me. It really made a big difference to my future. You know, at the time I was more concerned about playing sports and at school, but it really shaped my thoughts about what I wanted to do in the future, and that was to help other people the way this chiropractor helped me. So that's why I got into chiropractic, and I kind of knew I wanted to do that ever since I was a teenager. I have a practice in Kelowna, so that's Kelowna, British Columbia. I've written some books as well, one on back pain, one on neck pain. They were published on Amazon last year, and later on in the presentation I'll show you what the cover looks like and talk about that a little bit. So what can you do if you have back pain and you want to help yourself? That's what we're going to talk about today. Just a disclaimer, if you do have back pain and you want to do some of the things we're talking about today, check in with your health professional first. Make sure you go see a chiropractor. You're certainly welcome to come into our clinic and get assessed, but talk to your health professional, because some of these recommendations could be good for you, and other ones may not be appropriate depending on your current health status. The first thing I talk to patients about is rest and sleep. So if you're in pain and your back's hurting and you're trying to cope with that, one of the best things you could do is just get enough rest and sleep. Overworking your back, stressing it, can really cause your back to not heal properly or delay the recovery. A lot of the healing in the body happens at nighttime. The body's active in the repair and rejuvenation process at night. And so it's important that you do get enough rest. Everybody's different. Generally, what I found with my patients over the years is that they need about 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So it's important that you're getting enough rest and probably a little bit extra if you have back pain. Hydration is very important. So clean drinking water, and make sure that the water has nutrients in it, like minerals. There's certain water products out there where it'll filter the water, but it'll also take out the nutrition in the water, the minerals and any kind of salts in there. So what I'd recommend is get good, clean drinking water. Some of the systems put minerals back into the water, so they have rocks on the bottom or salts, and that will help you to get the nutrition you need for the body to heal. The body's 70 to 80% water. It needs the nutrients in the water to heal. So water is kind of like a solvent in the body, and the minerals are dissolved in the water. And there's certain key ones that every cell needs, like sodium and potassium and chloride. These are cells that these are minerals that every and salts that every cell in the body needs. Make sure you're drinking water regularly. Drink a lot of water, and your urine should be straw colored. It shouldn't be too yellow, which is a sign that you're getting dehydrated. So make sure that you get enough water, that the urine is straw colored. It's lighter in yellowish color. Stress. Stress is something that affects our healing process too. So you want to reduce the amount of stress that your body's under. And that could be a physical type of stress. It could be emotional stress. Stress produces hormones like cortisol, and those stress hormones interfere with the body's ability to heal. It's like the body's focused on the fight or flight response rather than the rest and rejuvenation that it needs to heal properly. So you have to be a little bit extra cautious of that and give yourself a little bit of extra room when you're in pain and your back's trying to heal. You want the good chemicals to be produced in the body to facilitate and help in the healing process. You don't want those stress chemicals. You want your organs functioning properly. You want the blood flow to get through. You want the muscles to relax. And you want the nerves to be able to heal as well. And of course, stress affects our brain chemistry. We want to have the right brain chemistry, especially in the pituitary gland, the master gland in the brain. We want to make sure that it's not getting overstressed so that it's producing the right chemicals and hormones so that it affects the rest of the body positively. Activity. Well, what are the best activities for you to do if you have back pain? Well, I tell my patients non-weight-bearing activities are best. So try to get off your feet and do something that's non-weight-bearing, like swimming is really good. If you're not a swimmer, you could do some biking. For the biking, I would recommend you have handlebars that are a little bit higher for you so that you're not stooped or crouched over too far when you're biking. Walking is good too. So you want to get the back moving, get the fluids and the joints moving. It does help in the healing process because the discs don't have very good or no blood flow, and they do rely on movement. So the discs and the joints heavily rely on movement. And as your back heals and it starts to feel better, I try to get my patients active in the process fairly quickly. For nutrition, it's important that you have the vitamins and minerals that are necessary for your spine and your joints and the nerves to heal properly. So nutrition is important. Vitamin minerals, we generally get that from the foods we eat, vegetables in particular, fruits, protein, and healthy fats. So a healthy diet is very important. I would cut back on refined sugars. So you need some sugar for energy, but you don't want to be, in our Western society, there's just too much refined sugar. So you want to cut back on some of the treats and the sugary foods. Bone broth is really good because it has some collagen in it. And some studies have shown that collagen and amino acids are very important in the healing process. You want to get enough protein. That could be from meat or fish. But if you don't eat those foods, from nuts or things like tofu. And as far as supplements, sometimes patients ask me, well, what should I be eating or taking as far as supplementation? And some of the research that was done, there was an article in 2017, and it was Italian researchers in the Journal of Healthy Aging. And what they found was improving musculoskeletal health. There were some key ingredients in the diets of people who they studied, and that was some amino acids like beta-alanine, was very important. Calcium, creatine, magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, potassium, vitamin B. In particular, the article talked about vitamin B6, B9, B12, vitamin C, D, and E, vitamin K2. Now, vitamin K2 is what you find in fermented foods. That would be like kombucha or sauerkraut or foods that are fermented, and zinc. So these were the vitamins and minerals they found were very helpful in the musculoskeletal health as well as cognitive function in people, especially as they aged. So I would first look at a healthy diet, make sure your diet is rich in nutrients. But if you're deficient for some reason, then talk to your health professional about supplementation that could help the body to heal better. Avoid bending and twisting. So sometimes when you're doing something like snow shoveling, your body, you dig into the snow and you want to throw it somewhere and you twist, that can be really hard on the back and the discs. Sometimes shoveling dirt or sand and twisting is really hard on the back. So you want to avoid bending and twisting, especially with weight. I call it a long lever process where you're reaching out and you're twisting the back. That's really hard on it. It can stress the spine. And sometimes patients will say, my back shifted or it went out when I was doing that. So you want to avoid that if you're helping your back to heal. Sitting. If you're sitting for too long, it can be hard on the spine, especially in one position. Sometimes my patients are driving for a long period of time. I had a patient last week that was driving for over 5 hours and her back is healing and it's doing better. But what I recommended to her is to take some breaks. Stop the car every hour. Just walk around the car one way, walk around the other way, stretch a little bit, and then get back in the car. That just keeps things moving and it doesn't make you sit in one position too long, which can compress the discs and the joints and just cause the body to seize up. So you want to get up and move. And I would say every 60 minutes is a good rule of thumb for that. You want to avoid vibration. So vibration can be hard on the discs. Things like operating heavy machinery, sometimes truck drivers, if they don't have the right cushioning of their seat, there can be a lot of bouncing. And that's hard on the discs and the tissues because it causes micro tears, and the micro tears can weaken the joints and cause the jelly in the jelly donut or the disc, cause that jelly to kind of get into the dough part. And then that can affect the height of the disc and the shape of the disc. So if you have back problems, avoiding a lot of vibration is a good idea. Jackhammering, poor cushioning in a car or a truck, those are good examples of too much vibration. Your posture is really important. So for the alignment of your posture, you don't want to be like the person on the left side. So on the left side, you can see her ear is forward. In front of her shoulder, she's slouching. Her back is rounded, and the lower back posture is poor. You want to be standing more straight up, so more upright. The ear and the shoulder, the hip and the ankle should line up. So there's certain landmarks that I check on my patients, but in general, you want the ear, the shoulder, the hip, and the ankle to line up. And then from right to left, of course, you want to be balanced. You want your head to be level, shoulders to be level, hips. And sometimes there's a little bit of a predisposition to your writing hand. So if you're right-handed, there might be a little bit of a tip in the shoulders just because that the shoulders have been stretched to accommodate for writing. So if you write a lot, there could be a little bit of a postural change there. I always take that into account. If you're left-handed, similarly, the shift would be to the left a little bit, but it shouldn't be out of place too much. Avoid bad habits. So, of course, you don't want to be smoking or drinking alcohol heavily, vaping or having too much preservatives or doing drugs. These things tend to affect the body's healing process. They interfere. The body sees a lot of the ingredients as foreign, and it's going to have to focus its energy and effort to contain the toxins, and that's going to distract it away from the healing process. So you want your body to have the best chance of healing. You want the focus to be on the healing process, and you want to rest and give it the nutrition it needs for it to heal properly. And of course, the movement and the activity that we just talked about. If you're in the Kelowna area, if you need help, you can always call our clinic and book an appointment. We are taking new patients now. The book I talked about earlier was on back pain. So if you're interested in reading that book, it is on Kindle, it's in paperback, and it's on Audible as well as an audio format. You can just type in back pain and my name, Carrie Yerkew. There is one on neck pain as well. Type in neck pain and Carrie Yerkew. And a lot of the things we talked about today are in the book. So there's quite a few chapters on different points to help you understand your back and how it heals. We are doing future webinars. So we always have about 4 or 5 webinars going forward on different topics. And if you want to know what our future webinars are, go to our Eventbrite page and type in Yerkew Chiropractic, and you'll see the different topics like joint pain, like arthritis, different topics that we're educating our patients about and people in our community. And here's my contact information. So if you want to reach out or send us an email, feel free to contact us. I'd be happy to answer your questions. And speaking of questions, if you have any questions right now, please type them in the chat window. I was trying to turn my video on, but I'm not able to get my video. Can you guys see me at all right now when I turn my video on? I can't see myself. Usually there's a little window in the corner. But if you guys have any questions, feel free to type them in the chat right now. I'd be happy to answer your questions. So I'll just type in questions here. And I'd like to thank you guys for joining me today. I really appreciate you signing up for the webinar. I'm glad everything worked out as far as getting the link and the passcode to get into the webinar today. And I hope you learned a few things as far as how you can help your back and things you can do at home to better support the healing process for back pain. There's a question here about prescription drugs. In the presentation, I'm talking about abusing recreational drugs. So you don't want to be, taking drugs that are affecting your brain chemistry and your body and how it heals. So you don't want to be abusive with drugs like illicit drugs. That's what I was talking about. As far as prescription drugs go, I think it's best, you talk to your medical doctor about prescription drugs, find out which drugs, if you're taking drugs, how they can help you and making sure your doctor knows about your back pain or your condition. And similarly, if you're seeing a chiropractor or other type of health professional, make sure you give them the full history so they understand your condition, they understand what you're currently doing for it. I find sometimes when I have a new patient, the information they write down is brief. I'd rather have the new patient write down more than less. And I do ask a lot of questions because I want to get to know the patient's history well, as well as their current situation, because even though the patient sometimes may not think that some of their health habits are related to their back pain, as you can see today, there's a number of different things that are related to back pain. Any other questions? I'd be happy to answer those. Just type them in the message window. And sorry if the video is not working, if you can't see me, but if you join us in a future, this is the first time this has happened, so if you join us in future webinars, I'll be able to turn my video on, I'm sure. Any more questions before we wrap it up today?
Sorry, I have a question. Did you actually start with the sleep slides?
No, that's a good question. I started with this slide right here, and then it progressed to this slide. So by the time we got to sleep, we were on slide number 5, actually.
Oh, okay. But then this is the important part.
Yeah, you got the important part. You started on the important part for sure. And if you missed that earlier part, you record the webinar, and then we usually put it up on YouTube, or we share the link, so you can catch that part in the recording.
Yeah, please do put in the chat the YouTube channel. I can have a look later. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any more questions before we go? All right, I want to thank you for joining us today. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And if you do have any follow-up questions and you wanted to ask me, you can certainly send me an email. Just use that contact information that I gave you right at the end of the webinar. And you can send me an email. I'd be happy to answer that. Or just give us our clinic a call. Come on in, and we'd be happy to assess you. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.